A Daily Dose of Luther is Good for the Soul. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for October is a new devotional resource, Day by Day with Martin Luther. You can find out more at IssuesETC.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 800-325-3040. Day by Day with Martin Luther costs $12.99 plus shipping and handling. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for October, Day by Day with Martin Luther. You've done it. I've done it. Before you go to a restaurant, you check out the reviews online before you buy a book or an album or anything. You want to hear what other people are saying. People who have already gone in and eaten there, people who have already gone in and shopped there, they will tell you probably more accurately, based on their experience, whether you should do it as well. It's not an infallible measure, but it certainly does tell you something about how those who actually interact with any kind of business are being treated there. What about the business that is Planned Parenthood? We're going to talk about some real-life reviews of Planned Parenthood clinics. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway joins us on this Monday afternoon, the 12th of October. Molly is senior editor of The Federalist. Molly, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
It is great to be here with you.
I struggle with this because Planned Parenthood calls its clientele patients, like, you know, medical patients. But to me, that doesn't seem entirely accurate. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, they do provide medical services, but what I found so interesting when I looked through these customer reviews of Planned Parenthood clinics, and by the way, I only looked at a dozen clinic reviews, and there are 700 clinics nationwide. So this was just a small sample, and I found story after story of women saying that they went to these clinics, they were filthy. The staff didn't practice basic hygiene. The staff botched medical procedures, and that they thought that they were part of some financial scam almost. They were forced to come back repeatedly for no good reason. And, you know, Planned Parenthood likes to make out like it's this great medical provider. And many of these women told stories about being treated absolutely horribly. Some said they were treated worse than dogs would be.
Now, this all comes in the midst of Planned Parenthood devoting a considerable amount of time and money to PR repair, so to speak. What are they doing?
Right. So on any given year, Planned Parenthood spends millions of dollars on public relations. They do that both internally, and they hire experts outside of Planned Parenthood. And this year, because even by their own admission, they admit that they harvest and sell human organs from some of the 300,000 plus abortions they do each year. And being caught doing that and having to admit that they do that has created something of a public relations crisis that threatens that $500 million in taxpayer funding that they get every year. So they're rolling out or pulling out all the stops for trying to give the impression that Planned Parenthood does a good job with women's health. And that has taken many blows, not just because of the stories about chopping up babies for sale, but also because Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, was forced to admit, because she was under oath, that Planned Parenthood does not, contrary to the claim we've heard for so many years, they do not perform a single mammogram at any of their clinics. And you might remember that just a few years ago, when the Komen Foundation tried to stop funding Planned Parenthood, we were told that that would put mammograms at risk. Well, they don't even perform mammograms. So we're starting to learn more about exactly how limited their medical offerings are for this population.
Now, they made an attempt recently via social media to what they call a story bank, Stand with Planned Parenthood story bank, to get the customers to help them in their PR efforts and, in their words, to stop these politicians from using false allegations against us to justify their attacks. How did it turn out?
Well, that's what actually inspired me to look at these customer reviews. They have, you know, again, it's a very high-powered crisis communications firm that's handling all of their public relations. And I knew they were going to come up with these stories that would paint an image that that the media would run with about how great Planned Parenthood is. But when you look at the actual customer reviews, you have story after story of women saying, you know, I'm very pro-choice, but that is no excuse for the way Planned Parenthood is treating me. Or, you know, I know I shouldn't be writing this review because I know that Planned Parenthood is, you know, some people don't like it, but I have to be honest. I've never seen anything as nasty as this clinic that I've been in. And so I thought that was a really important side of the story that gets missed when the media just sort of accept whatever Planned Parenthood spoon feeds them. They're missing out on the stories of actual women who have gone in. I mean, some women reported botched abortions that hospitalized them, that they got bad medical advice from Planned Parenthood. You know, again, that they saw bodily fluids everywhere, that Planned Parenthood staff were revealing private, confidential, and embarrassing medical information about other patients to all the people in the waiting room. You know, these types of stories that paint a very different picture of whether Planned Parenthood is the best way for us to be spending all this money. And the bill that's under consideration in Congress that would defund a portion of Planned Parenthood's funding would take the funds from this very partisan, scandal-plagued organization that doesn't even offer mammograms and doesn't have a very wide range of health services, and would instead give those same funds to the thousands of community health centers that actually serve rural and low-income populations, women and their families, and, you know, they do mammograms, for instance, at community health centers. So it would be a much better use of funds. And I think, frankly, the only reason that we fund Planned Parenthood so much is because they are they're major bankrollers of many Democratic politicians. And I get that that's important for politicians, and they like to return the favor. But women's health is too important to be putting all this money in an organization that doesn't even do a good job with, you know, basic hygiene.
Even if, let's just make sure that we're clear here, even if every Planned Parenthood clinic was squeaky clean, run by top-notch professionals, the nicest staff in the world, and no coercion, no kind of inappropriate behavior in terms of how they treat their patients, you would still be concerned about what they do.
Well, certainly. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting is ostensibly not too much of the taxpayer money should be going to abortions. But money is fungible. So does it really matter if it's going directly to pay for abortion, which actually makes a lot of money for Planned Parenthood, or simply to keep the lights on and keep everybody with high salaries while they're performing abortions? So, yes, I think the problem is that this is not really, if we really cared about women's health, we would be taking care of women's health. And pregnancy is not a disease. It's not an illness. It's frankly very misogynistic to treat it as an illness or a disease or something that needs to be fixed so that women can be more like men. So it's just not an organization that makes a lot of sense for us to be funding, particularly to the tune of $500 million a year.
Finally, then, on that issue of the way that Planned Parenthood has, up until this point, played fast and loose with the word health, it sometimes is simply code for abortion. Usually when they're trying to push for something, they talk about women's health. And what they really mean is you could just easily substitute the word abortion there, and it would make just as much sense in their rhetoric. But then when pressed on it, Molly, can you explain this to me finally? When pressed on it, they don't want to talk about abortion. They want to talk about all the other procedures they do.
No, that's a big reason why they were pushing these mammograms that they don't do. They wanted to give an impression of being an organization that actually does help women with their health needs. But we noticed in the abortion debate, it's all euphemisms all the time. It's too awful to actually talk about what's happening. I mean, whether you're pro-life or you're pro-choice, you must admit that the whole point of abortion is to end a human life after it has begun. You might think that's okay, or you might think that's horrible, but that's what it is. That's the whole point. But we can't admit that because that makes us feel bad about ourselves because, you know, frankly, it is a very disgusting, awful thing to do that to another human. So we see all these euphemisms, and we see that, yes, that this is basically all about abortion, but it's the one thing we're not allowed to talk about when we're discussing Planned Parenthood and its political power. It's fascinating.
Molly Ziegler-Hemingway is a senior editor of The Federalist. You can read her latest column, All Sorts of Nasty, These 39 Yelp Reviews of Planned Parenthood Clinics Will Horrify You, under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Molly, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel. Do a little Sunday school lesson with him. A very familiar incident. In fact, it's 10 incidents. We call them the plagues. This is how God delivers his people Israel from their slavery in Egypt. He does it over the course of some time, and he does it with 10 plagues, the last of which, the death of the firstborn, kind of stands out. We'll find out why when Pastor Tom Baker joins us right after this. Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
Imagine steadfastlutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub, your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm, so check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues, Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to eighth grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.